You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
Like, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, a long ass time, but there's so much good stuff coming out.
Yeah, it's like all we do.
Death metal is making like black metal look bad this year so far, I think.
That and all the Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That does have put a damper on the whole situation.
To be fair, making black metal look bad is fucking easy. Like, you just let them do their thing.
Between Lords of Chaos and the Nazis is a bad year.
Yeah. I'll probably have to do an introduction this week.
Oh, shit.
I'm very averse.
When's the last time we did one of those? Fucking 20 weeks ago?
Yeah. I might have done one on the first episode and then just like went, yeah, I don't like this.
So just start talking about bullshit. And it's like, I guess this is the start of the episode, whatever.
Yeah. No, it normally starts with just a 10-minute fucking interlude about something completely irrelevant to the show, and then I say, I'll probably just put that at the end. And then we... And then I don't.
And somewhere in the beginning there's a Tim Allen noise. That much, yeah. I know.
Yeah, we'll put a few of them in.
We need a Tim Allen and Mortal Kombat episode.
Yes.
Have some oohs and some toasties.
So, yeah, we'll do an introduction. This is the Riff Raff Appendix fucking whatever it's called podcast. And we play music and talk shit. This week we've got a special guest from the blog. We've got Roldo, as I call him.
Yeah, it's Roldo Rathis here. My real name's Jeff. Yeah. Name Jeff. And yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
I didn't want to dox the owl.
But we're going to ruin everyone's identities here.
So I'm joined by Jeff and Kit, who you might know from every other episode, and his horror podcast,
Allegedly.
I Hope You Suffer. Allegedly.
You can't prove it.
So you got two seppos and a dumb fucking Aussie, and we're going to play some tunes for you today. First up, we've got a track from New Zealand speed metal band called Stalker.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a good timing after the bullshit that happened in Christchurch to have some, you know, something good come out of New Zealand, so... this is the follow-up to their 2017 album Shadow of the Sword, which was pretty killer sort of speed metal, not really new wave of British heavy metal, but yeah, just that kind of riffs straight up in your face, bit of shrieking, bit of falsetto.
It reminds me of like that Death Hammer, like early Slayer kind of worship.
Yeah, exactly.
Type stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely some Show No Mercy vibes, especially on the last album. This one's a 2-track EP called Power Mad. I fell into my own trap of fucking pre-ordering a digital album, which I swore myself
you
was
asshole.
Doing. I saw it come up in the feed. I'm like, I gotta fucking do it. And that was like a month ago, but then I still hadn't put out any tracks. I'm like, man, this better be good, because I've already fucking paid for it and I haven't heard a single note.
Fine, I'm about to do it with the Nocturnus 80 album.
yeah? They've put up pre-orders for that?
Yeah.
I still haven't listened to that other track, so...
Yeah, they only have that one on the Bandcamp, right? It's just that one... The first song and the second one is, like, not available yet? Or you have to buy it, then they don't become available.
Now, for the Stalker... I think that second one's not available yet, right?
Stalker, yeah, they're both out. I thought you were talking about Nocturnus for a second. Sorry, I was just looking at Nocturnus, because I've got to make a note to listen to that later on and see where I stand on the divide. There's like no one who was like, it's okay.
Are you with keyboards or are you against them?
I'm a Thresholds fan to start with. Like, I prefer that to the key, so I'm already like in the outer, on the outer for Nocturnus fans, but yeah, I don't know. I saw the cover and I'm like, oh yeah, Nucleus is coming out. I know where my priorities lie. So this is, we've actually got a few speed metal sort of new wave of British heavy metal tracks I've got two this week, and I've got one for next week as well.
That's good. I'm hopped up on a shitload of caffeine this week, so
Yeah.
I need all the speed metal I can get.
You need something more anxiety driven than you just to feel normal again.
Yes.
Yeah, so I say that after I've just had like a Red Bull earlier and I pick up a pint of coffee. So yeah, I'm probably in the same boat.
Jeff, how caffeinated are you?
Yeah.
I actually can't have caffeine because of my mom's genetics. Like on her side of the family, like I get wicked dizzy. So like I go through life with no caffeine ever.
Damn.
I can't do it. It
That's
makes
probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Like,
it's a blessing and a curse.
yeah.
Because getting through work, I mean, it's like, yeah, maybe healthy in the long run, but there's some zombie
Some
days.
days.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you could just take kratom instead. Joe was saying that that has like a stimulant effect in small doses or something.
So that can only be taken by boofing, correct?
Yeah,
That's what I learned
yeah.
from
Yeah, and you need to use like 4 kilos. So,
you.
what's that?
Country girls
2 years.
boof.
So yeah, boof some kratom and get into
Listen to
this new track from
Sucker.
Stalker. Really keen to try Kratom, but it's like
By
not legal
boofing?
here. And
I mean, yeah, that's what you associate with it. I mean, that's the only way.
instructions, right? It comes with instructions.
Yeah, it shows the funnel. The funnel comes with it, you know.
So that was Stalker with Power Mad. Next we've got some of our staple diet of filthy fucking death metal. This is Astriferous. I don't know. Apparently
death
that
metal vocabulary.
Yeah. I looked at the title and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that word means, and then I looked it up and it came up heaven. I'm like, that can't be right.
This doesn't sound like
heaven. Death metal.
No. They're Costa Rican, so maybe it means something different there. I don't know. This one is a little EP that came out through Desert Wastelands, which is a label I'm not familiar with at all. But I'll be looking into it now because this is pretty fucking cool. The track we're going to play is called Mind Bending Distortions, and the EP is called Raise High the Scepter of Indulgence. It comes out on April 1st, but you can listen to the whole thing now. So if you just want to pick it up, you can do that. And people that are stuck to physical releases will have to wait till April 1st, I guess.
Poor us.
You can get your cassette tape then. Now that you're
hey,
starting.
I got two more this week.
What'd you pick up?
Oh God! As I knock all of them over. Boom!
Malignant
the
Altar.
The Frozen Souls and Malignant Soul. Altar.
Oh, you
oh,
saw
Malignant Altar. So
you
good.
Saw Frozen Soul last week, was it?
I did. It was super awesome.
Once again, I'm jealous of your gigs.
The front man kicked a man directly in the chest.
Someone trying to stage dive.
I guess he knew the guy, and the guy was, you know, kind of giving him shit, so the front man just kicked him in the chest to try and start up a pit.
That's a fast nice. Way to do it.
Yeah. It got everyone riled up, that's for sure.
Yeah. Especially if they didn't know that he was, like, familiar with the guy. It's just, like, booted an audience member in the chest.
Everyone was way into it, and then immediately after they finished up, it went from, like, a sample of, you know, just kind of, like, wind sounds, like, into Stone Cold Steve Austin saying, Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass. And then everyone was like,
yeah! Yeah, so, classic Texas. Textbook Texas.
The easiest way to win over a crowd of Texans is with the Texas Rattlesnake.
So yeah, these guys, they kind of remind me a bit of like what that like old Finn Death, you know, like Abhorrence or Demigod type stuff, but pretty filthy. I was actually wondering, I don't know many bands from Costa Rica, but I was wondering if they remember Corpse Garden or whatever it was from last year. I was wondering if they like shared a member with them or something, because I don't imagine the scene could be too big in Costa Rica.
Like, yeah.
There's probably some crossover. We'll have to look it up. Once again, you guys can do your own homework. Tell us how wrong we are in the comments or whatever.
We're not going to read them anyway. It's fine. We'll be right back.
tell us how wrong we are in the comments or whatever.
We're not going to read them anyway. It's fine.
I probably will read them, but it'll be like a week late because the time zones are all fucked up. So, you guys have also got to thank Jeff because he's staying up pretty fucking late just to get on board with us and our weird crossover time.
Stayed up till 3 a.m. yesterday playing Sekiro on PC, so I don't worry about it. Okay, I'm up to ungodly hours all the time.
How do you like Sekiro? I just picked it up tonight and haven't got a chance to play.
I died a lot, and I guess that's the whole point of it. So yeah, it's a great game. It's really hard. It's like freeform kind of like open world, so you can go around and like skip stuff, but like I just ran into this giant samurai dude and I was like, okay, I'm not actually gonna just sneak by this thing. If I can't do it, I'm just not good enough. So I did that for about 3 hours and then it was time to go to sleep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm in. I'd imagine any game that can make me super mad and want to give up everything, my jam.
That's what video games are for.
It reminds me of those super like I think on the original Xbox there's that Ninja Gaiden or Gaiden or whatever the hell it's called. That shit was really difficult for a young me. That was like smash the controller into the ground like an idiot days.
Wasn't Ninja Gaiden around like way back in like Mega Drive or Master System days? Like,
yeah, I think it was like a remake
Like
reboot on the Xbox or something.
If I've heard of it, it's old man shit. Because like I remember playing like Shinobi and stuff like that at my cousin's house as like a 8-year-old or something. So if it's that old, yeah, okay.
Pat, I mean, just wait until you see what they've done to Pong.
What have they done to Pong?
There's three paddles now.
Oh, really?
My God. Quadrapong.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, that's a Paul Verhoeven movie, isn't it? So that was Astropheris with Mind-Bending Distortions. You can pick it up now through Desert Wastelands. I'm going to have to look at more of their stuff because... I need to get familiar with them. I saw the cover and I expected it to be our specialty, the Maggot Stomp, but it wasn't.
Hey, shout out to us real quick for calling the Malignant Altar thing completely by accident.
Yeah, did they end up picking that up? That surprised me.
They're doing the repress on the cassette.
Well, if Desert Wastelands hadn't already grabbed this, we could have been on the scout tip for them again. Next we've got some more trad. We've got some it's like epic. It's probably the epic Dork Doom album of the year so far in my opinion. Smolder, the album comes out on April 26th through Cruz de la Sur. It's called Times of Obscure Evil and Wild Daring, and it's like that, you know, Moorcock fucking, they're diving into the font of Moorcock lore for some more power metal trad doom nerdery. This one kind of reminds me of like...
go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, it kind of reminded me a bit of like Candlemass or Crypt Sermon mixed with some more epic Eternal Champion type stuff. Maybe Doomsword or Solstice or something, but there's lots of riffs and lots of cool vocal wailing. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, this shit was really good. It really caught me off guard. So usually that's... You know, this stuff's not remotely my jam. Very rarely dabble in it, but I hit play on this and I was pretty much in from the word go.
Yeah, it's got a pretty big sound.
You know, they know their stuff because they got that like that song name sounds like the guys from Blind Guardian. Like that's what they would call their like characters when they played Dungeons and Dragons. Ilion of Garathorm.
Yeah, I took one look at it and I'm like, I don't know enough Tolkien lore to determine that it's not his, but. It's probably something similar to that, so I'm sure there's someone out there listening who's like just foaming at the mouth that we don't know this shit, but whatever.
So can we take a minute to talk about like the Beefcake in distress on the cover of that on the cover of that album?
Oh, I haven't really looked at it yet.
Oh, well,
yeah.
There's like this warrior lady, and she's like she's like super powerful looking, and there's some dude with his like there's like an up loincloth shot of him, and he's like tied up, and she's saving him.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
That's a fantastic reversal of a.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, I feel like you just don't see that, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and her sword is like fucking cosmic. It's like a cosmic blade. It doesn't look like it's made of matter. She's like conjured a sword.
It's incorporeal.
Yeah. yeah, I like that. That's yeah, it is a good reversal. He's like his hands are tied behind his back or something.
Oh yeah, she's in the control of this situation.
Old mate's about to get fucked up. Which is great. The horse actually looks like it's throwing her off. It's like
the horse doesn't want to stop for that guy. The horse knows that he's some kind of shifty fucking hitchhiker and wants no part.
So it's quite a long track. It's about 6 minutes or so, but it travels by pretty quickly because
it rules.
Yeah, the production value on it is pretty high too. Like it's not your, you know, garage fucking dorkery. It's top tier dorkery.
If I wish dorkery was more like this all the time.
Yeah, comes out on April 26th, as we said, so you got a little while to wait. They'll probably release another song before then. But in the meantime, this is Ilion of Gareth Orm from Times of Obscure Evil and Wild Dorkery.
Got him.
I just want to scream Iliad of Gerathorm. Iliad of Gerathorm!
Whenever something goes wrong in the kitchen,
just... Iliad!
Anytime I slay a meal, Iliad!
It's like a spin-off character from Conan or something.
It's like a level 2 elf or something.
Okay, so that was Smolder with Ilion of Garathorm.
Shit, they have a cassette.
Yeah, Krustal, sir.
I'm trad doomed.
Comes in a little felt baggie, too.
Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah. Last week we were talking about slime pack cassettes. This week it's all little felt baggies with tassels. Next we've got Cosmic Putrefaction, which is it's coming out on April 19th through iVoidhanger. It's Gabrielle of the Clearing Path going down a death metal path, I guess. More death metal direction.
Death metal.
Yeah. It's still got a bit of his, like, he's got a bit of a flair thing for, you know, writing not avant-garde but experimental songs. This is more direct and dirty, probably appeal to like fans of Dead Congregation or Cruciamentum, that kind of thing. But it's a fucking huge album that's got Brendan from Convulsing did vocals on a couple of tracks and a bit more than just your standard death metal album going on. The track we're going to play today is the only one that's out so far. It's called The Ancient Demagogue. The album's called At the Threshold of the Greatest Chasm, however you pronounce that Charism. In your country.
Plasm.
Definitely not however Kid pronounces it.
I don't pronounce anything good. That's right, I said good and not well. Fuck you, I'm from Texas.
What if I put a tilde over the A in chasm?
Jeez.
The greatest chasm, y'all.
So, the album is like, it's fairly aggressive compared to The Clearing Path. It'll blow your socks off if you're wearing socks, and if you are wearing socks, you're a dickhead.
Barefoot is legal.
Barefoot is legal, exactly. Shoes are foot prisons. Your feet did nothing wrong.
Can't keep the footman down.
Yeah, if you don't have a fucking thong or flip-flop, whatever you guys call them, tan on your feet at all times, you're wearing shoes too much. So, yeah, go barefoot.
It's got out of hand very fast. Got out of foot.
Haven't been sleeping well, okay? Plus, we had an election. We had a state election here yesterday, and I'm still mad as fuck about it.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Eat eggs?
We just up for another 4 years of blatant corruption and
tight.
Aggressive ramping up of the police state. So yeah, it's gone pretty well.
Oh, fantastic.
Real happy with the outcome.
Everyone.
Yeah. but it was a lady who won, so that makes it okay. You know, it's okay that she's like running a fucking big business neo-fash agenda because it's a lady and she has a Mediterranean sounding name or whatever. So yeah, that means equality or some bullshit they're trying to peddle. Anyway, Gabriel, sorry. I'm gonna edit that bit out.
Fair.
So this is Cosmic Putrefaction with The Ancient Demagogue. We'll be right back. that was Cosmic Putrefaction, and the track was called Ancient Demagogue, and it's from the album At the Threshold of the Greatest Chasm. It's out April 19th through I Void Hanger. I'm sure there'll be another track out before that release, possibly one of the ones with Brendan on it. We'll see. Next, we've got Kit recommended some Ruin Lust last week, and I'm very bad at doing my job and forgot to play it, so we just didn't do it. So we're doing it this week.
The good thing about music is it's always there.
Yes.
It doesn't just vanish. Well, that's a lie. If you buy stuff through iTunes, it can just vanish.
Yeah, and be replaced with Bono jerking off to his tax credits or whatever.
Love that song.
Yeah.
The 25 minute epic. Bono jerking off to his tax credits or whatever. And it's just him favorite. Just screaming, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you want to tell us about Ruin Lust?
I gotta try to get this horrible mental image out of my brain first.
Just Bono. Not even him jacking off, it's just a horrible mental image of just Bono.
Even just imagining looking Bono in the eyes during his vinegar strokes.
Well, he'd have sunnies on, so.
Fair point.
Take off those sunnies and there's just a different pair of sunnies on underneath. It's like that Sam Neill fucking gif.
I use that, like, once a week.
We should use it today, actually, because we've got a Dino Daddy track coming up.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yes. So, Ruin Lust. I saw they had members of Anacon, Vord, Venom.
Love Anacon, by the way.
Yes.
So good.
Yes. Is it Michael Rekovic? I think is how you pronounce his name. But, I mean, he's all over the place with American black metal. Like, Fell Voices, Venom, Vord, Yellow Eyes, Vilcasis. He's in it, and I mean, if you've heard any kind of Psychic Violence Records type black metal band, I think you kind of know what you're in for. This is a bit grungier, a little more death metal tinged.
If you just imagine what a Psychic Violence record should sound like, it's probably this.
Exactly. Whenever you hear the word psychic violence, this is the noise that you should hear. No, it's great. I had never listened to Ruin Lust before, and I think someone on Twitter was just like, oh, hey, new Ruin Lust. And I was like, what is this? And clicked play, and was like, oh, this is riffs. Riffs galore.
Yeah, that's, it almost had like a... It is Vord that he's in?
Yep.
It reminded me of the split that they did with Predatory Light a couple of years ago. They're half of it anyway.
That's such a good split.
Yeah.
Everyone, go listen to that split.
Yeah.
Not right now, because you're listening to us, but, you know, when we're done. After 4K Corner.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So we're going to play Sacrifice. The album's called Sacrifice. Is this the first or second? I think it's the second, it says.
Yes.
It's independently released, and it's out now, so you can go grab it on cassette and be like Kit, be a cool kid.
Yeah, be super cool. But not in a dipshit Nazi way.
that was Ruin Lust with Sacrifice from the album Sacrifice. Next, we're going to play some Dino Daddy War Metal. You might remember sometime last year, W did a post about Thecodontion. I can't fucking.
Thecodontion.
Is this the part of the episode where you're going to post or paste like my pronunciation over it again?
Yeah. Can you do another one so I've got it nice and clear?
Wait, Thecodontion?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, got the same waiver in it.
We need to bring back the accents that you pronounce it super Australian and I'll do it super Texan.
Thecodontion.
What part of Australia are you from?
Tassie.
Thecodontion.
So this is a EP, the Jurassic EP. Came out through Xenoglossy. The track we're going to play, as their last one, all the tracks were named after specific dinos. So this one's called Breviparopus Targbalotensis.
I've been waiting to hear you pronounce that.
Have you? I should have practiced it. I did look the dino up too. I wanted to see what it looked like. And
if Jurassic Park lied to you about it.
It
better
like
be a carnivore. Or I'm going to be disappointed.
I think you're going to be disappointed.
They're all just the giant insects.
I think it was a pterodon. I've just got to look it back up now.
I could deal with that.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
There were some like big ones of those, like 25 feet long, friggin' reptiles flying around.
Yeah. Hold on. No, it's a.
It's a like it's... a.
Ichnogenus. It looks more like a
a brontosaurus.
Yeah, not a brontosaurus. There's no such thing.
Whatever.
Alpatosaurus.
Yeah,
it's a saurus. All right.
I think
it's
I made that name up.
It's a thesaurus.
Wait, is brontosaurus the one that doesn't exist? No, it does exist.
For all I know, none of this shit exists. I'm not a scientist.
You're a creationist.
But this is flat. There's no way we could have had dinosaurs.
I just remember being a kid and having an argument, like, because I wanted a Patasaurus to be the one because it had my name in it. And I was like, fuck Brontosaurus. that's some revisionist bullshit. Yeah, it does. It looks like... Which one? Okay, well, one of the other tracks on this is a pterodon because it looked like a fucking dragon. It had, like, the long-ass spiky tail.
I'm going to be Googling Brontosaurus tonight and see if it's fucking fake or... whatever.
I think it's probably one of those taxonomic black holes. Either that
probably.
Or
it is real. I'm going to be looking at taxonomy all night.
Fuck you, Linnaeus, and your binomial bullshit. So yeah, this is... It's war metal about dinosaurs. I don't know what else you need to know. Track goes for like a minute and a half. If you like this, check out the EP that we did a premiere from last year. This one had like a bit more of a punky... I chose this one because it was a bit shorter and had a bit more of a punky vibe. Some of the other ones are pretty messy, but I don't know. People seem to like really messy music.
Everything about me is messy.
Just reminds me every time I hear something that's like, you know, a new noise artist or something or some sort of war metal. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm old. That's right. I don't like this.
What is this tetragrammicide that you speak of?
Yeah. Are they sketch? Probably. So this is... Breviparopus.
There you go.
Targbalotensis. Fucking dinos.
Breviparopus. That's a scary dinosaur.
It's Dino War. That's what it's called. So, get it.
Thank you.
just reminds me of those Turok games.
Like, oh, hell yes. Shit.
We need another Turok. This is my formal request. I know Turok developers probably listen to us.
For sure.
Are they making a Turok? I thought they just made one.
Didn't they make one, like, 8 years ago? Like, I feel
yeah.
Like, the last one I remember was, like, Oblivion on N64. I think it was, like,
the they had some remake on the 360, and the only reason I remember is because it was when I worked in video games at Best Buy, and I got a Turok beanie that was way too small for my big, dumb fucking head. So sad.
Very demoralizing. It says earlier this week, Turok was released on Nintendo Switch.
No, the old Turok.
Oh, was it? Is it like a just a port?
Yeah.
Damn.
But shit, yeah. I've been wanting to pick up a Switch. Now I'm just going to do it so I can play this old-ass N64 game.
Do you remember the game Primal Rage? I thought that was like...
Yes.
That was highly underrated. The gameplay wasn't that great, but the idea was fucking cool.
Primal Rage was great. And, what was the one where you play as, like, claymation monsters? Just clay fighters?
Was that what it was called? And it had, like, a dude who looked like,
the angry snowman?
Yeah, and there was, like, a rock lava-type dude. What'd you just call it? Clay fighters. There was a clown?
Yes, it was clay fighter, yeah.
Holy shit, I forgot this exists. Oh, look, yeah. There's a stretchy dude who's like Dalsim mixed with Gumby.
There's a dude called Blue Suede Goo.
How could this be bad?
Who was an Elvis impersonator.
Icky Bud Clay. Taffy, that's what I was thinking of.
What a great game. Now, I'm sure the game was actually garbage, but what a great concept for a game.
Clay Fighter 2.
Icky Bud Clay looks fantastic. Holy shit.
Guess what the sequel was called?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Clay Fighter 2, Judgment Clay.
No, I
don't do it.
Nice.
There was a third one too. Clay Fighter 63 and a third. Why 63? Oh, because it was for Nintendo 64. Right, okay.
No, I'll put it together.
I can't understand why that was lost to history.
Hey man, Clay Fighter was such a phenomena, it has its own wiki page now, alright?
The sign of having made it.
I just want to play Primal Rage now. That better have a ROM or some shit.
I just looked up images of that game, and yes, I definitely played that, like, at my friend's house when I was a lot younger. There was, like, a couple of, like, T-Rex looking guys, and, like, that... There's, like, a Triceratops kind of fucking thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this game was awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty violent. It was like a dinosaur version of Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
Yeah. I missed that back in the day where everyone was just trying to come up with their own weird version of Mortal Kombat. So you got Clay Fighter and Primal Rage.
I'm that old. I remember when Virtua Fighter came out and everyone was like, "Oh, it's 3D." Like Virtua Fighter. It sucked so much. This should be the lifestyle segment of this week is just us googling old fighting games.
Absolutely.
We need
old content.
Yeah, premium content. We need a sound effect for the lifestyle.
Do you remember Bloody Roar? Bloody Roar was tight. It was like a... You start as like a normal fighter, but you can build up some meter and change into like an animal-person hybrid.
How have I not heard of this?
That is some cool artwork. I'm looking at the original PlayStation artwork. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
It looks borderline anime.
Well, I was like 10 at the time, okay? I did not know the evils of anime. I just wanted to play as a lion dude and murder someone.
I'm just glad you made it through uncorrupted.
Does anyone make it through entirely uncorrupted?
Yeah.